It's another in the dugout today on the Anfield Wrap with me, Mike Kearney. The show where I get to sit down and have a chat to coaches all throughout the game. And today my guest is the throw-in coach, Thomas Gronemark. Thomas, thanks very much for coming on, mate. How are you?
You're absolutely welcome. Yes, I'm fine, Mike.
Good, good. I suppose where I normally start with these shows is getting to know a bit about the people, you know, where it all started for them. It's interesting for me to be able to ask you, like, where did it all start for you in terms of becoming a coach, and when did you realise that throw-ins were something that weren't getting the attention they needed, or you wanted to focus in on really becoming a throw-in coach? When did that all start for you?
Yeah, first of all, you can say that the reason why I started was a combination of my own football background as a throw-in expert. Then I had some experience on the Danish Athletics National Team for 6 years, 4 years on the Danish Bobsleigh National Team too, traveling around the world. So in 2004, I got the idea that, hey, if I can make a good throw-in myself, can I teach other players to do it? So I thought there was just a lot of books in the library, so I went to my local library and I tried to find that book about throw-ins, but there were no books at all, so I thought, hey, I have to figure everything out myself. So I used approximately 6 months to make a throw-in course. In the start, it was only the long throw-in, so I videotaped myself, how was my hip positioned, how was my running, how should I grip the ball, did a lot of video analysis. And then I had a course in the fall of 2004. And of course, I could have been starting with an amateur or youth team, but I had the courage to ask a local Super League team in Denmark called Viborg, and they said yes. And they scored a lot of goals after throw-ins. That was the long throw-ins. And the season after that, the 2005-06 season, it was FC Midtjylland, an even better team I coached. So, and you can say the first 3-4 years, it was only the long throw-in. But then one day, I saw a game, I should only analyze the long throw-ins, but then I saw my team was losing the ball after like a quite simple throw-in in the middle of the pitch. And then it was another one lost and another one again. And then I started analyzing throw-ins from teams all over the world, and I saw that most teams were losing the ball in more than 50% of the occasions when they had a throw-in under pressure. So I developed my long, fast, and clever throw-in philosophy, and that's the throw-ins all around the pitch. And that was my start of my throw-in coaching career.